I don't know which topic it is coming from, but it is from there. Na bhuto na bhavishyati. It was never happened before, and it will never happen again. That's the work of Srila Prabhupada. Na bhuto na bhavishyati. So, we should have this mood, and we should move forward in our devotional service, in our devotional life. That last year, one time I was in Janmashtami, I was in one of the centers in Nepal, and we had a diorama of our, you know, the Vaikuntha planet and all that, you know, the whole this planet and our planets. Some visitors came, and I mean, they are religious, but not Iskonized, right? So they have different view of where are we going. Actually, they are aiming very high. We may not be anything compared to them. So they came to the temple. Temple was closed. It was about time for darshanarthi. So they saw the diorama sitting there. So it starts from the material world, and then the Brahma Jyoti, then the Vaikuntha planets, and up there in the Golok Vrindavan. So they asked. They asked me, so where is Akshara Brahma? Where is Akshara Brahma? Is there any Akshara Brahma in our diorama? No Akshara Brahma. Because they are looking for Akshara Brahma. Akshara Brahma, according to them, Akshara Brahma is higher than Golok Vrindavan. And beyond that, there is a Paramdham, they say. And then I reply, see, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us that mat prana nathastu sa eva napara asvishyava padaratam vinashtuma adarshanan marmahatam karotuva. You know the translation, right? Yatha tathava vidadhatu lampato. He is independent. He is able to do anything. You know? He may give me darshan or he may not. But my only life and soul is Krishna. Mat prana nathastu sa eva napara. Krishna is my life and soul. He is the Lord of my life. Let him take what he takes. You know. My duty is to karishe vachanam tava. Krishna told us to do something, right? Manmana bhava madhvakto madhyaji mam namaskuru. That's what it is. That's four things to be done. You worship me, become my devotee, think of me, bow down to me, basically. And so, this is our duty to do, and we preach so that others can also follow this same. And rest, where we have to go, below the Golok Vrindavan or above Golok Vrindavan, that is up to him. He is my Pranath, he is our Pranath, so he will take care of that. Why bother? You know. So we don't have to bother. Where we have to end up, you know, Vaikuntha, you know, Brahma Jyoti, or you know, Akshara Brahma, Parabrahma, whatever they are, you know. Krishna knows where we are, what we are qualified for. Srila Prabhupada said, I heard Srila Prabhupada said, most of my devotees will end up going heavenly planet. Is that right? Huh? If you qualify for going by heavenly planet, that's fine. Yeah. Or, you know, it's up to him. Yatha tathava vidadhatu lampato. He is independent. You know, he's able to do anything, everything. Who am I? What I can decide, you know. Man proposes and God disposes, right? Anything we plan will be baffled by the plan of Lord, by the will of Lord. So there's nothing. Success is not in our hand. So only to perform devotional service, only to move on to the path of devotional service, move on to the path that our acharyas have created or paved for us, yeah, that much we can do. And you know, where we are ending up, that is up to Krishna. He had made the system, he have given the textbooks. So these textbooks we are reading every day, and we are sustaining ourselves in Krishna consciousness. Yeah, sustaining is important. Yeah. Without sustenance, we may fall and go away. How we can sustain ourselves in Krishna consciousness, that is important to think about. And once we are sustained, once we have maintained our Krishna consciousness throughout our life, and Krishna will help, so that we can think of Him at the end of life. Right? That is possible. So we have to maintain what we have, sustain our Krishna consciousness till we die, until we die. Turnam yate tanapatir anumrityu yavat. Until you die, we should always constantly endeavor to uplift ourselves, uplift in Krishna consciousness, so that we don't fall down. Falling down is not required. Falling down is not expected from a devotee. A devotee is supposed to be always uplifting. Uplifting. Turnam yateta na patet anumrityu yavat. So we should try not to fall, but always uplift ourselves. So therefore we have all this system. From morning till evening, all these activities, Mangalarti. My great misfortune, I missed Mangalarti this morning. I regret for that. It's very powerful. Coming to Mangalarti and chanting with the devotees gives us really great encouragement, being in, you know, to stay in Krishna consciousness. You can try if you miss Mangalarti for a long time, then you don't feel like doing anything, because all enthusiasm is gone, all inspiration is gone, diminishing, going down. So our Krishna consciousness is going down. That's what it is. Falling down means we don't fall from the roof. Our mental status, our spiritual advancement diminishes. So coming to Mangalarti, that's what its name. Your name is Mangalarti. Just gives you great benefit. Mangal, auspicious. Of course, many devotees cannot attain Mangalarti, but those who can, they have very good experiences coming to Mangalarti. And especially in this Purushottam months, many devotees have tried to come Mangalarti and been happy. I was in Dibrugarh just last month. Before Purushottam months started, there was barely anybody coming to the temple for Mangalarti. But the Purushottam months starts, and always there are some other, more devotees come. In the evening, in the morning, even the daytime, they like to see the Lord. They like to do some service for the Lord. So that's the inspiration coming. Let me do something more for Krishna. Let me do something more for Krishna than the regular life. Regular life, we may be doing something less than that. But the special time, like the Purushottam months, and so on, we should do something extra to uplift ourselves, so that we will be inspired and sustain ourselves in Krishna consciousness. So we can learn that from Vritrasura's story, Vritrasura's life, how he was going on. His aim was to kill enemy, but when he saw the enemy was stronger than me, and he said, "Hey, fight and kill your enemy. You know, I'm your enemy. You kill me. I don't care. I die or I become victorious. My only life is Krishna." And later on, he will come toward the end. Vritrasura prays. Dasanu dasu avita. Aham hare tava padekamula. Dasanu dasu bhavitasmi bhoya. Manasmareta supatir gunaste granitava karma karutukaya. My lord, it was just before Indra killed him. Because Vritrasura swallowed Indra along with his thunderbolt and elephant, in his stomach. So I said, "My enemy is done, finished. He will not come back." So at that time he just sat in samadhi and he prayed to Krishna, "My lord, aham hari tava padika mula dasanu dasu dasu. I want to be the servant of your servant of your servant. May my mind think of you all the time. Manas marita asupatir gunaste granita vak. May my tongue chant your holy name. And karma karotu kaya, may my body be engaged in your service." Wonderful prayer. Being in such a gigantic asura body, a demoniac body, and having such a nice, wonderful thought, being a devotee, and praying to Krishna at the end of his life, isn't it wonderful? I have heard that the rishis who practice austerity for life, the whole life, thousands of years, and they understand that at least if I can chant the holy name when I die, then my life will be successful. But it doesn't happen, Even though they perform, they are religious, of course, and they perform austerity for a whole life, but in the end of life, Krishna doesn't come in mouth. Krishna doesn't come in mouth. So how they can go back to Godhead? When Krishna says, right? Antakali chamameva smaran muktva kalevaram yaprayati samadbhavam yatina styatra samshaya. One who remembers me at the end of life, antakali. After leaving this body, he will come to me, Krishna says. Guarantee. Nastyatra samshaya, no doubt about it. But even those rishis who have performed austerities for tapasya for whole life, they cannot get this chance. Prabhupada says that one can remember only that what he has gone through in his life, whatever he practices. If you practice to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, throughout your life, so that will come to your end of your life. End of life. You will remember that because you have gone through that. You have practiced that whole life. Navajavendra Maharaj gave an example was a farmer, right? Jamindar. Big piece of land he owns. Right, so many people working for him, and so many stores of rice, grains he acquires, so many storehouses, so many keys he has, Once you become in charge, you have so many keys, Even his son, you can see. You make somebody in charge, and he can carry so many keys, this room, that room, that room, that room. So many keys you have to carry once you become in charge. So this person, that's what his sadhana, whole life. He was just working on the field and acquiring his wealth. And he was the master of the keys. So when he was about to die, he's lying down, but he cannot say, you know, he cannot say what he wants. The Kantabarudhanabhidhu, you know, Kapuvata Pitta, blocking his voice, he cannot say what he's supposed to say, what he wants to say. People are trying to remind him, maybe he wants to say this, maybe he wants to say that, maybe he wants to say this, that. No, nothing. And he cannot say how to get it, because he is almost dying, he doesn't have a key with him. He wanted a key, actually. And then finally somebody understood he wanted a key, they brought the bunch of keys, and he hold it, that's what I wanted, you know. Then he died, holding the key. Hare Krishna. We don't want to have such incident happening with us, right? We want to leave body chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We want to have devotees around, right? We have been practicing that. When somebody about to pass away, devotees visit him, you know, somebody is reading to him something, how many devotees come, and having devotees around is equal to having Krishna in front of you. And having devotees chanting for you, you know, if you cannot chant, the devotees can chant for you. That is also nice. So, you know, so we should at least pray for that, you know. When I die, my Lord, you please come in front of me. You know, I cannot order him, but, you know, it's up to him. But at least he can send devotees to be in front of us, right? Devotees should be around with me when I die. At least I should be chanting. If I cannot chant, then devotees should chant so that I can hear, you know. There was a Hindi song, it prays like that. When I die, oh my Lord, please arrange this, that I may chant the holy name at that time. Itna to karna swami, jab pran tan se nikle. So like that, Vritasura was prepared. He thought that his enemies were finished, and Indra was finished, because he swallowed, finished, he will be digested. But Indra had the, you know, Narayan Kavacha, this armor. So, due to that, Indra was able to come out. And as soon as Indra came out, by the time he was already left, you know, Vritasura was gone, Hare Krishna. Because he was in Samadhi, and he meditated Krishna. In 1 minute, he was already done. And then, Acharyas have commented on that particular topic. So, when Indra killed Vritasura, Vritasura was already gone. Just like Parikshit Maharaj, right? After hearing Bhagavatam, he meditated upon the lotus feet of the Lord, and Parikshit Maharaj was already have left body. And that time, Takshaka comes and bites, you know. So, when devotees are liberated, you know, totally out of their bodily conception, so they can leave their body as they will, according to their wish. So they don't have to wait until the, you know, death comes. Before the death comes, they can leave this body and go, Hare Krishna. The most glorious death we have seen, Gaur Govinda Maharaj. He wanted to he wanted to leave the body in Mayapur. So that was during the GVC meetings time. He was in his room in Conch building. And I heard he was speaking some Jagannath stories and some pastimes with the devotees. All of a sudden he felt some little pain. He said, that's enough now. I cannot tell you anything more. So thinking of Lord Jagannath, Lord Krishna, he left. That was his plan. He wanted to leave his body in Mayapur. He did. So this is how we have to plan our life so that we can we'll be able to think of Krishna before we leave this body, or at least at the end of this body, end of this life. My father used to say, I'm going for preparation, because he retired from family life before even 50. Before 50, he retired from family life. He said, I have to prepare myself. Nobody understood what he was talking about. I have to prepare to go Vaikuntha. That was a gross language. Otherwise, we would not understand. That's just some of those my mother remembers. Yeah, that's what he used to say. I have to prepare to go Vaikuntha. So he retired from family life and went to Himalaya, practiced a few years, Hare Krishna. So, can we do that? We are not ready for that. So better, you know, follow the process that Prabhupada have given, and Lord Chaitanya has given. Grihe thako, vane thako, sada hari vale dako, hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, hare hare, hare Ram, Ram Ram, hare hare. And that will make our life successful. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments? Yes, Madhuri.
Hare Krishna, thank you for your class. Could you explain what was the reason, or give us some idea, what was the reason for Vritasura calling O Sinful One to Indra, if he knew Indra is a devotee?
Say that again.
What could be the reason for Vritasura to address Indra, telling him, O Sinful One, when you were reading?
Oh, Sinful One is referring to that he killed his spiritual master. You know, he's sinful. So he can say whatever he wants, because he deserves that. he's sinful because he killed his spiritual master, his teacher, his guru. Even though he was younger, but he was given such a wonderful weapon, Narayan Kavach. What to do? It's a pre-planned. Yes, that's right. Anything else? Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna. I will do it in 1 week. I'm going to that direction also.